Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
I've already told you, Mrs. Peters, that your daughter has had a most serious breakdown. She has to be kept absolutely quiet. If you were to go in and cause one of her attacks of hysteria, I really couldn't answer for the consequences.
I can't believe it somehow. She was perfectly well when I saw her that evening. We had supper together. She was worried over you, of course, but as soon as she got your note...
Did she tell you what was in it?
No. She just read it and said she'd had to go to your house at once and get you something.
She didn't say what it was.
I think she said something about some medicine.
Oh, is that all? That's quite right. I was working on an emergency case and needed a special drug.
She went off right away, and that's the last I ever saw of her. I just can't believe it somehow.
Mrs. Peters, you must believe me. These things are very terrible, but Helen has been working under terrific pressure for a long while. We never know when the break is going to come, but when it does...
Doctor, she'll get well again, won't she? You don't think it might be permanent?
It's too early to say, but with quiet and constant care...
Couldn't I help to look after her? I do everything you tell me to. I can't bear to think strangers are with her when her own mother...
Perhaps in a little while it might be possible. But just at present, only the most skilled nurse
and
will...
And she was so happy. If you could have only seen her face when she came and told me you'd asked her to marry you.
Oh, please don't speak of that. You can imagine how this terrible sickness of hers affects me.
I know. This is the grief we share in common, Henry. Oh, you don't mind if I call you that, do you?
Of course not. As Helen's mother, you have every right to.
She told me so much about you. And I looked forward to the time we'd meet. I never thought that it would be like this. I won't keep you any longer. You've got more than enough to do. If you'll just let me know how she is and when I can come and see her.
I'll do that the first moment I think it will be safe. Now come. Let me show you to the door. Would you like me to call you a cab?
Oh, no. I haven't far to go. I'm staying with my sister, and she lives quite close to here.
Good. Then I can easily get in touch with you if it's necessary.
Mama!
Good gracious! What's that?
I'm afraid you'll have to excuse me. It's Helen.
Mama.
She must be having one of her attacks again. Will you show Mrs. Peters? Yes, Dr. Jekyll. This way, please, madam.
But, doctor, let me...
No, you must go at once. I'll have to attend to her myself. Goodbye.
This way, please, madam. This way. Here, stop. Where are you going?
I'm going upstairs.
But you can't. The doctor's orders.
I don't care what the doctor said. My child is up there sick, and she's calling for me. It'll take more than you to keep me away from her. Get out of my way.
But get
out of my way, I said.
Oh, Dr. Jekyll will be very angry.
If you were in my place, what would you do?
If I were in your place, madam, I would do exactly as you are doing. So help me, I would.
Thank you. And now, will you let me pass? My mother, I will, and you can't keep me away from her.
Helen, dear, your mother is already gone. She's going to come back later on when you're feeling better.
But there's nothing the matter with me now. I don't know why you're keeping me here.
It's for your own good, my dear.
It's not. It's because you're afraid I'll tell what I know.
Oh, dear. The old delusion again.
All right. Call it a delusion, call it anything you like. But let me go. Let me see my mother.
Helen, dear, that is not possible.
Why?
Mother. Oh, Mother.
Mrs. Peters, how dare you come up here?
I heard her calling me.
That is no reason. I told you she was in a highly dangerous condition. Don't you know that you're risking her very sanity?
That isn't true.
You can see for yourself. Look at her face. Look at her eyes.
And do you wonder? Do you think I can ever be the same again after what I saw?
Tell your mother what you saw, Helen.
I saw... Oh, how can I tell her? No one will believe me.
I insist that you tell her.
Tell me, Helen. Tell me, dear.
Oh, Mother. Oh, perhaps he's right. Perhaps it was a terrible delusion.
But tell me, what was it you think you saw?
You remember that I got a letter telling me to go to his house and get some medicine?
Yes, I remember.
I did as he asked and waited for him to come. When the knock came to the door, I opened it. And there on the step I saw, not Henry Jekyll, as I had thought, but Edward Hyde.
What? Edward Hyde? The murderer?
Yes.
But what was he doing there? Did you call for help?
No. He told me he'd come from Henry. I was frightened and let him come inside. He asked for the drug. He seemed half beside himself with fear and told me something would happen to Henry if he didn't get it. I took him up to my room.
Go on.
I showed him the drawer which held the drug. And just as he was about to go, we heard a loud knocking on the street door. It was the police.
The police?
Yes, they'd seen him come into the house. They'd been trailing him all afternoon. And had now come to arrest him for the murder of Mr. Utterson.
Oh, Helen. How terrible.
But wait, Mother. I opened the window and called down to them. And when I turned back into the room, there was Hyde. I saw it, I tell you, I saw it with my own eyes.
What did you see?
I saw him rush to the drawer, take out the bottle of red fluid, pour some into a glass, and the white powder. And when it had dissolved, he put it to his lips and drank. I thought it was poison. I rushed forward to seize it from him. But he'd fallen to the floor. I've seen people who've taken strychnine. I've seen epilepsy. But I've never seen anything so terrible as the seizure that he had then. I just stood there, paralyzed with horror. And then he seemed to change. I can't explain it, but his face seemed to swell up and grow black, and his features seemed to melt and alter. His whole body changed before my very eyes. Everything grew black before me. I sprang away and held my hands before my eyes to hide the horror from them. And when I looked again, he'd gone up to his feet, was clinging to the edge of the table. And I swear that what I say is true. The man I saw there, gasping for breath, pale and terrible, was Henry Jekyll.
Helen, what are you saying?
Now, will you believe me when I tell you that she is completely unbalanced?
I'm not. I saw it, I tell you.
Helen, dear, you mustn't upset yourself like this. Oh, Henry, what are we going to do about her?
I'll give her another sedative and put her to sleep.
Sleep? Sleep? You're always putting me to sleep. Why don't you do the job properly and put me to sleep forever?
Helen.
Oh, Mother, take me away from here. I'm not mad. If you'll let me go, I'll never tell another living soul what I saw.
Helen, my dear, Helen. I'll let you go, my dear, as soon as you are well.
As soon as you can persuade me that I imagined it all. I'll never believe that, never.
Come now. Take this sleeping draught and rest. You've had far too much excitement, my dear.
Yes, take it, Helen. It's for your own good, dear.
You too, Mother. You too. Oh, won't anyone believe me? I'm not mad, I tell you. I'm not mad.
No, my dear, you're not mad. But you're very, very sick.
Oh.
Now, calm yourself. Now, just drink this down and go to sleep. I'll let your mother come and see you tomorrow. Come now. That's a good girl. Drink it down. That's a good girl. We'll leave you now, my dear. I want to have a little talk to your mother, and then I will come back. Now, will you be all right?
Yes, I'm all right.
Nurse will look after you.
Come, Mrs. Peters. Oh, Henry. Henry, this is terrible.
see what I mean?
Oh, yes, of course I do. What will be the end of it?
I'm hoping that rest and quiet and unremitting care will bring her round.
And if not?
If this strange delusion doesn't pass, well, we may have to find some way of safeguarding her against herself.
You don't mean some sort of home?
Well, it's early to think of that, but it may become necessary.
Oh, no. No. Not my lovely sane girl.
Don't you think it breaks my heart as much as yours? This most dreadful thing that has ever happened to me. I'd give my very life if I could make her well again.
Have you any idea what made her like this?
Yes. I believe that she did open the door and saw Edward Hyde standing there. After all, we have the evidence of the police that he came to that house that night.
And do you think he did something to her?
I think that the shock and terror of seeing him there may have unbalanced her.
So that's another crime against the name of Edward Hyde. I wonder, is there any punishment terrible enough to fit the sins of such a man?
There is a punishment awaiting Edward Hyde. That will be more terrible than anything that you could ever imagine. With every hour that passes, it is creeping on him, and he knows, as I do, that there is no escape.